listening to A State of Trance, and you just heard the track that was voted the hottest of last week's broadcast. Bobina's Refuge, 16.3% of the votes. Place number two was for Ram and Arctic Moon with 14%. You'll hear that track in just a little bit. And number three, Tunisia Benedictus got 12.5%. Thank you so much for your votes, as every week. This week on A State of Trance, a man who's won the title Tune of the Year in this radio show with his track Concrete Angel. He has a massive hit at the moment with a track called You, a great DJ, and most of all, a great producer, Gareth Emery. He just finished his new album Drive, out next week, so Ruben caught up with him to chat about his new work.
Gareth, a lot has happened since the release of Northern Lights. Did it take you the full 4 years to make the follow-up Drive?
Kind of. I guess the issue with Northern Lights for me was, whilst it was a massive moment in my career, it also meant my DJ schedule became so much busier than it was before, and I just struggled to find time to get in the studio and write new music. So I made Concrete Angel, but that was about it. And I think only about 18 months ago, I finally mastered the art of writing music on the move. So whether I was on a plane, in the back of a car, on a train, I'd get on my laptop and produce. And 18 months later, Drive was born.
You write on your website that you have tweaked every track many times based on a crowd reaction. Could you say that all of your fans have co-written the tracks like that?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I think Lights and Thunder, for instance, was version 29 when I finished it, just to show you how many different revisions there were. I'm amazingly lucky to be playing to a lot of people on a weekly basis, and it's like having thousands of co-writers every week to let you know what they think of your music. So, you know, to not kind of tap into that resource would be madness. So thank you to everybody who's contributed.
I'm pretty sure that your track with Bo Bruce, You, will be a serious contender for this year's State of Trance Tune of the Year. Which other tracks do you think will be absolute favourites of the album?
I mean, firstly, it's amazing for me to see how many times You has been played at ASOS 650. You know, so much love to all the DJs and fans for being behind the record so much. Hard for me to pick which ones I also think are going to do well, because whenever I do this, it's never the ones I've selected. My personal favourites are probably Long Way Home, a track very much from my heart, kind of in the old Gareth Emery style, and also my collabs with Christina Novelli. It's called Dynamite, and one with my sister Roxanne, that one is called Soldier. So those would be my personal picks.
Last but not least, the Ford Mustang on the cover of Drive. Is that your absolute dream car?
I don't know about dream car, but I love Ford Mustangs, the old ones kind of more than the new ones. What might surprise you, given the album is called Drive, I'm not actually that into cars. For me, I love journeys. You know, the car you do it in doesn't make too much of a difference to me, and the reason we picked an old Ford Mustang was it was just this symbol of everything the album is about, this kind of old school Americana, open roads, deserts, mountains. That was kind of the inspiration for the album, and what better sums it up than a 1950s Mustang.
Thanks to Garuda, we have 5 copies of Gareth Emery Drive to give away to you guys. Answer the following question and send your answer, including your address details, to armin@thestateoftrance.com. Gareth has teamed up with his sister on Drive. What is her first name?
Oh, that shouldn't be too hard for the fans of this radio show. I'm going to play you 2 tracks from Gareth's new album in just a little bit, his collaboration with Ben Golds. But first, his massive single with Bo Bruce. Here is You.